Leia. Leia jerked awake.
Luke?
She called, propping herself up on one elbow and peering into the dimness surrounding her. She could have sworn she'd heard his voice. His voice, or perhaps the touch of his mind. But there was no one. Nothing but the cramped space of the Lady Luck's main cabin, and the pounding of her own heart, and the familiar background sounds of a ship in flight. And a dozen meters away, in the cockpit, the unmistakable sense of Chewbacca's presence. And as she woke further, she remembered that Luke was hundreds of light years away. It must have been a dream. With a sigh, she lay back down. But even as she did so, she heard the subtle change in sound and vibration pattern as the main sublight drive shut down and the repulsor lift kicked in. Listening closer, she could hear the faint sound of air rushing past the hull. Slightly ahead of schedule, they were coming in to Kashyyyk. She got out of bed and found her clothes, feeling her quiet misgivings gnawing with renewed force as she got dressed. Han and Chewbacca could make all the reassuring noises they wanted, but she'd read the diplomatic reports, and she knew full well how strong the undercurrent of resentment was that the Wookiees still harbored toward humans. Whether her status as a member of the New Republic hierarchy would make up for that was, in her view, entirely problematical. Especially given her chronic difficulty in understanding their language. The thought made her wince. And not for the first time since leaving Niklon, she wished she'd had Lando use some other droid for his little voice-matching trick. Having 3PO and his 7 million language translator along would have made this whole thing so much less awkward. The Lady Luck was already deep into the atmosphere by the time she arrived in the cockpit, skimming low over a surprisingly flat layer of clouds and making smooth curves around the treetops that were occasionally visible poking through them. She remembered when she'd first come across a reference to the size of Kashyyyk's trees. She'd had a full-blown argument with the Senate librarian at the time about how the government could not afford to have its records data shot through with such clearly absurd errors. Even now, with them right in front of her, she found the things hard to believe.
Is that size typical for Roshir trees?
She asked Chewbacca as she slipped into the seat beside him.
Mm-hmm.
Chewbacca growled a negative. The ones visible above the clouds were probably half a kilometer taller than the average.
They're the ones you put nursery rings on, then,
Leia nodded. He looked at her, and even with her limited ability to read Wookiee faces, his surprise was quite evident.
Don't look so shocked,
she admonished him with a smile.
Some of us humans know a little about Wookiee culture. We aren't all ignorant savages, you know.
For a moment, he just stared at her. Then, with an urf, urf, urf of laughter, he turned back to the controls. Ahead and to the right, a tighter group of the extra-tall Roshir trees had come into view. Chewbacca turned the Lady Luck toward it, and within a few minutes, they were close enough for Leia to see the network of cables, or thin branches linking them together, just above cloud height. Chewbacca circled the ship partway around, bringing it within the perimeter, and then, with just a growl of warning, dropped sharply down into the clouds. Leia grimaced. She'd never really liked flying blind, especially in an area crowded with obstacles the size of Roshir trees. But almost before the Lady Luck was completely enveloped by the thick white fog, they were clear of it again. Immediately below them was another cloud layer. Chewbacca dropped them into that one, too, and drove through it to clear air again. Leia inhaled sharply, filling the entire gap between the group of massive trees, apparently hanging suspended in midair, was a city. Not just a collection of primitive huts and fires like the Ewok tree villages on Endor. This was a real, genuine city, stretching out over a square kilometer or more of space. Even from this distance, she could see that the buildings were large and complex, some of them 2 or 3 stories high, and that the avenues between them were straight and carefully laid out. The huge boles of the trees poked up around and, in some places, through the city, giving the illusion of giant brown columns supporting a rooftop of clouds. Surrounding the city on all sides, strangely colored searchlight beams lanced outward. Beside her, Chewbacca rumbled a question.
No, I've never even seen hollows of a Wookiee village,
she breathed.
My loss, obviously.
They were getting closer now. Close enough for her to see that the Cloud City-type unipod she'd expected was nowhere to be seen. For that matter, there was no support of any kind visible. Was the whole city being held up by repulsor lifts?